Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield. Her preaching is entitled Verse 16.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But be aware, for you will be handed over to courts and be scourged in the synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." Does there always have to be a verse 16 when it comes to discipleship? Yes, always. Until all who hunger are filled, until all who are oppressed are free, until all who have eyes can see, verse 16 remains. And a part of the good news is that it is chapter 10, verse 16, rather than chapter 1, verse 1 of Matthew's gospel. This is not where the call to discipleship starts. No, it begins as Jesus meets us as we are mending our daily nets, engaged in our routine fishing, our lived reality. He calls. Will we say, "Yes, Lord"? To help us choose a response, he begins by describing the reign of God among us, where we see those who weep and grieve, who hunger, thirst, who show mercy and make peace. They are the blessed. They are full and thriving in God's kingdom. He does not start with the wolves. He continues with what a disciple looks like: salt and light, building on the truth of the law and the prophets, a lover of enemies whose prayers do not rattle on, and who fasts with a smile filling her face. No, Jesus does not begin with wolves. Jesus builds on what a disciple looks like, with how a disciple acts in their yes. You touch lepers. You stop the hemorrhaging. You go into the home of the other, free the oppressed, restore paralyzed legs. In essence, as disciple, our heart is moved and we act. So, why verse 16 and the following? Maybe it is because of Christ's absolute commitment to his lived values of transparency and mutuality. In their light, these are the verses of a merciful love, a merciful lover. One whose love can never and will never be a love over, a power over. A love whose power will never oppress, never destroy our freedom to receive or not, our freedom to respond or not. This is a freely given, ever expansive love. Jesus knows from his own lived experience what a yes to bringing about the reign of God includes. Such a yes lived in integrity, humility, with an ever deepening commitment will completely unravel and completely dismantle all power over systems. Systems like racism, clericalism, heterosexism, and so many more. Freely given, ever expansive love is a threat to such systems. These systems are the wolves. Their self-interest is the judge and jury. They spawn the hostility and the betrayal even in the most intimate and trusted of circles. And Jesus also knows from his deep inner place, do not worry. For when you find yourself right there in that spot, wolves surrounding you, hostility and betrayal attempting to confuse and frighten you, do not worry. The Spirit of my Father will be with you and act through you. This is our good news today. It's reminiscent of the final verse of Matthew's Gospel. And know that I am with you always until the end of the world. Thus, with full knowledge of verse 16 and what follows, is there any other response other than a yes to such discipleship?